I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1497, A Wretch Like Me. Where does that line come from? I bet you know. It comes from what is arguably the most famous hymn of all. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. The guy who wrote those words earned those words. John Newton lived in the 1700s after John Bunyan writes The Pilgrim's Progress and after Isaac Watts published his hymns and just before Alexander Campbell begins the Restoration Movement. But and now you know the rest of the story. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us to love the Lord our God with everything we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love others the same way. Mark Galley writes, John Newton was nurtured by a Christian mother who taught him the Bible at an early age, but he was raised in his father's image after she died of tuberculosis when Newton was only 7. At age 11, Newton went on his first of 6 sea voyages with a merchant navy captain. Newton lost his first job in a merchant's office because of, quote, unsettled behavior and impatience of restraint, end quote, a pattern that would persist for years. He spent his later teen years at sea before he was press ganged aboard the HMS Harwich in 1744. Newton rebelled against the discipline of the Royal Navy and deserted. He was caught, put in irons, and flogged. He eventually convinced his superiors to discharge him to a slaver ship. Espousing free-thinking principles, he remained arrogant and insubordinate and lived with moral abandon. Quote, I sinned with a high hand, he wrote, and I made it my study to tempt and seduce others. He took up employment with a slave trader named Clow, who owned a plantation of lemon trees on an island off the West Africa coast. But he was treated cruelly by Clow and the slave trader's African mistress. Soon, Newton's clothes turned to rags, and Newton was forced to beg for food. The sluggish sailor was transferred to the service of a captain of the Greyhound, a Liverpool ship, in 1747. And on his homeward journey, the ship was overtaken by an enormous storm. Newton had been reading Thomas A. Kempis's The Imitation of Christ, and he was struck by a line about the, quote, uncertain continuance of life, end quote. He also recalled the passage in Proverbs, because I called and ye have refused, I also will laugh at your calamity. He converted to Christ during the storm, though he later admitted, I cannot consider myself to have been a believer in the full sense of that word. Newton then served as a mate and then a captain of a number of slave ships, hoping as a Christian to restrain the worst excesses of the slave trade, promoting the life of God of the soul, of both crew and his African cargo. After leaving the sea for an office job in 1755, Newton held Bible studies in his Liverpool home. Influenced both by the Wesleys and George Whitefield, he adopted a mild Calvinistic view and became increasingly disgusted with the slave trade and his role in it. He quit and was ordained to the Anglican ministry, and he took a parish. 3 years after Newton arrived, poet William Cowper moved to his parish, and he was experiencing bouts of depression, and he became a lay helper in the congregation. In 1769, Newton began a Thursday evening prayer service. For almost every week, he wrote a hymn to be sung during the service. Newton challenged Cowper to also write hymns for these meetings, and he did so unfailingly until he fell ill in 1773. Newton later combined 208 of his own hymns with 68 of Cowper's in what became known as the Olney Hymnals. Among the well-known hymns are Amazing Grace, Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds, Oh, for a Closer Walk with God, and There is a Fountain Filled with Blood. In 1787, Newton wrote Thoughts Upon the African Slave Trade to help William Wilberforce campaign in the practice, a business at which my heart now shudders, he wrote. Recollection of that chapter in his life never left him, and in his old age, when it was suggested that the increasing feeble Newton retire, he replied, I cannot stop. What? Shall an old African blasphemer stop while I can speak? Well, we know the song, and now we know the man. Here's the great question. Think of your story of faith. What is there about your story that you wish others knew and understood? Let's pray. Father, we say with John, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound." To the extent that we admit our wretchedness, we welcome your gracefulness. Help us to climb down from our high horse and give thanks for your love, so we can love like that too. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1498. And in the meantime, in an age of self-esteem, can we see that without the Lord's grace, all we can say is, "Look at a wretch like me."